Good morning, America. That was a good one. I might have pulled something with that one. Welcome to Monday, March the 18th, 2024. This is the Buzz Big Show. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Most of the crew is here today. Nick back from vacation. I gave Hunter the day off today, being the benevolent dictator like Putin that I am. He did a great job yesterday.
Really anything benevolent about Putin.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Except that he is a dictator and so am I. Hunter worked a big long day yesterday. He was producing all the St. Patty's Day fun, so we thought we'd give him the morning off. So.
He did a great job.
You are amazing.
You're isn't that a kind,
great leader,
kind benevolent gesture on my part?
Great leader.
I know what you're thinking. Stop saying benevolent. It's a weird word.
It is a weird word.
We dragged Jess in here instead this morning, so we got a big Monday show ready to go. This really has nothing to do with anything, but can I just, Joe? Can you get out the legal pad, please?
Uh-oh.
All night long, I'm getting this sharp pain. Right around the top of my palm, just underneath my fingers.
Oh, that's bad.
But it's not so much radiating down my arm. And I looked it up, and it says you just have you could have overused it. You could have could be some inflammation. It could just be wear and tear. So it didn't seem to be anything alarming. And I know that when you get the pain shooting down your arm, then you get problems. And I didn't have that, and now I do because now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm starting to feel tingly up my whole arm. So,
right arm or left arm?
Left arm.
Oh.
That's bad, right? You ever had that? You ever like a, and it just comes and goes. I get a sharp pain at the top of my hand, and then 45 minutes will go by, and it starts, and it gets real bad for just a second, and then it goes away again.
When you say the top of your hand, do you mean like your palm, or do you mean like the...
Right underneath my wedding ring, you know, right around that spot.
You could have carpal tunnel.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what you, when you Google it.
I have carpal tunnel. It doesn't feel good, but you do, it's a, for me, it's a shooting pain on my forearm more so than my actual hand. But I do find that with my hand, sometimes I get a little bit of tingles in there.
Yeah, I feel a little tingly, I don't know. But just, I was trying to sleep last night and I got this pain in my hand and it's happening again this morning, picking up the coffee cup.
You could have, in all honesty, you really could have slept wrong, too.
I guess. I don't know. And I do try and sleep on my side sometimes. And it's I fall asleep nice that way, but then I wake up and I'm all, you know, like my shoulder hurts. I feel all disjointed. So maybe that's
it. Yeah, it could be that.
I don't know.
Could be. You could be dying, too. I mean,
it could be dying.
I mean, we're all dying. That's
it's
for sure.
Anything from carpal tunnel arthritis to death. So we're just not
sure. You'll be dead this afternoon.
Yeah. We're not sure.
You know how bad you're going to feel if I do die this afternoon? You're going to feel terrible.
Not at all.
No, he wouldn't care. By the way, Joe was yelling at me all day yesterday. So I say Hunter is producing the whole deal. We were out. And thank you to our friends at Bar A and to Kelly's for having the team boss out for a big St. Patty's Day party all day yesterday.
Who paid for it?
What do you mean, who paid for it?
Nothing. Sorry. Keep continuing. I was just being bitter. Go ahead.
Well, they paid our own way, Joe.
Yeah, they had us out.
Good job. Yeah. Good job.
No, they were great, though. The Kelly's was terrific. Really, really great. And this year they had the patio open, which was wonderful because in prior years, you were a little bit sardined in there because there's so many people out having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was so beautiful, they had the patio out. So you were able to walk around and kind of enjoy the bar a little bit more.
Yeah, the inside of the bar wasn't quite shoulder to shoulder. And they're just handing out hunks of corned beef.
Oh,
their sandwiches
were good.
Oh, just delicious. Real good food.
Really good.
Yep.
I feel like a bad Irish person because I never had corned beef until yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible.
Because it's just it's not something I would ever think to order. I'm not a huge meat eater as it is.
Yeah,
I really have to be in the mood for it. And so when I see it and it's like pink and I don't know. It's not something I would typically order. But I had one yesterday. I had just a few bites of a sandwich. Delicious.
Yeah,
absolutely
really
delicious.
Yeah.
I've been missing out.
How many drinks I banged back yesterday?
Oh my God.
I think I did eight.
I was impressed.
I was doing the Irish car bombs. You know, they put the scotch in the Guinness. That was delicious, but I was paying for it later in the day. But anyway, listen, Joe was yelling at me because we were texting back and forth.
Were texting me.
Right. We are about 2 months away from Blastoff 24. Yeah. And of course, the preparations have already begun. And I had a topic that I thought I would mention to Joe. And listen, Joe and I are close, so I don't feel funny texting him over the weekend and asking him a question. What does he do? He goes, I got to be honest with you. It's St. Patrick's Day. There's no discussion of business happening today. I'm making corned beef. I'm not speaking to you right now. I mean, that's hurtful. That's not nice. I'm trying to help him.
And what is it? It's Sunday. It's Sunday. Shut off. You shut down.
No. Joe, I actually told him the same thing. I said, you're texting him about work.
Well, I'm
not
worried about
it. Not only is it Sunday, but it's St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know.
Joe is like the dean of St. Patrick's Day, and you're texting him about something that's happening in 2 months on St. Patrick's Day.
So you're saying this would be like if I had texted you on Christmas Eve or something like that.
No, don't do that.
You're busy with the kids. You don't have time to talk
about work right now. What are you doing?
Fine. You put it that way, then I apologize. I'm sorry.
No, there's nothing to apologize for. I just laughed and thinking, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day, and he's thinking about something going on 2 months from now.
But you know that I was so nervous about it that I couldn't help but to reach out and try and talk to you. You know that's the reason I bothered you, right? It's not
right,
like I was
exactly.
Just... Right, okay. Well, at least... Okay, so you're not mad at me about this.
Oh, God, no.
Well, because then I felt bad that I was bothering you in the weekend, but, like, I was feeling great anxiety about getting these details hammered out because I got at this other guy that's like, I really need an answer. You know what I mean?
You know what? I've begun to get used to life with Robbie. And these are the things that, you know, happen. Uh-huh. You know, it's a holiday weekend. And you want to talk about work 2 months from now. You know, that's that's you. And that's fine. And, you know, I was putting around my house and doing some things. I mean, I really wasn't doing anything. It's just it's Sunday, you know, at St. Patrick's Day. I got my corned beef simmering in the in the pot. You know, I mean, the house smells just freaking great. And I'm not thinking at all about the blast off.
I know you were watching NASCAR yesterday, and because Kermit
go round and round.
He refuses to discuss NASCAR in the sports page. Anything we should know, anything of note in yesterday's NASCAR race?
No, they went. Someone won. They went round and round.
Oh, you know, all whatever. Right. Well, that's fun.
I tell you, the thing about the one in Bristol. You know, people always say, "I can't believe you're sitting there watching these cars just go around a racetrack." But at Bristol, where they were yesterday, it's a short track, and it's literally they go round and round. I mean, it's just that's all it is. Constant left turns. Yeah.
Again and again.
I don't know. I've become both of my sons are into it, and I just started watching it more. So I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Plus, basketball season's over, so
gotta have something to watch.
Yep, exactly.
That's fair.
By the way, I went ahead and did that deal I was texting you about, so let's hope that all works out.
Yeah, let's hope we can pay for it.
Yeah.
Good idea. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. We've got two months to figure it out.
That's right.
We can have a car wash. It'll be fine.
car wash.
No problem. Don't worry about it.
Well, Kermit out there sudsed up.
That's right.
Like Tawny Katane.
Right. Worst that can happen is they show up and we don't pay them.
There you go.
That's just going to happen.
Well, big deal.
Happens to me every day here, believe me.
It's not life and death. No one's going to die. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
He's kind of an alarmist. Don't listen to him. Actually, I appreciate him mentioning the weekend already, but a lot can happen. You know what I'm saying? Let's not worry about that just yet, Nick.
Yeah.
It's only Monday. I haven't even made it through the week yet. And on the way on the Monday broadcast, we'll have tickets to go see John Fogerty, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. We'll do that at 7:10, another exciting round of Dead Guy in the Envelope. We'll go to the Celebrity Hotline. We're talking to John Taffer. They kind of call him the Gordon Ramsay of bars and nightclubs. He has that show Bar Rescue.
Oh, yes.
They're back for a brand new season, so we'll talk to John about that. They taped their pilot episode right here in New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's a little connection to home. We'll have the Fast Five birthdays. Ross will check in a minute here with the horrible scopes. We'll do He Said. That happens at 7:50 this morning. 8:20, I love it. It's everybody's favorite brand new feature. Our Mr. Movie Guy, Red Pepper's Word of the Day. Friday's Word. We got a nice prize for you this morning. You'll have a brand new word for Monday. And right now, it's time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups putting on fun events. We do our best to let you know about them. Got a bunch of Easter events coming down the pike. And boy, spring right around the corner, yes. Too. So here we go. Text them in. 732-774-4444. Do them on Facebook or 1071theboss.com. You can always get a complete list of events, community events, see where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour.
And the Community Bulletin Board is powered by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Schedule your first visit today. Call 1-800-267-GOAL and visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com to see all the success stories.
They never get enough credit, so I thought I'd go ahead, you know, because they do things behind the scenes, not on the air, but I thought I'd go ahead and mention again, thank you to George and Alex and the whole crew. They were kind of the team captains of our Boss Roadies,
yeah.
Who make everything go so smoothly and look so good. And you know, they set up the tables and they do it quick too. They're like a bunch of ninjas.
They do it really quick and they tear down faster than they go up. It's crazy. You blink and they're gone.
They're just gone. They do a great job.
Great.
So I just wanted to give those guys a little shout out for all their work. And you know, the couple of weekends of St. Patty's Day from the parades to the bars yesterday, they worked OT and we love them for it.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to our friends, Heather and Lou and the whole gang over at the JBJ Soul Kitchen. They got their Day of Hope Walk. It's coming up on Tuesday, May the 14th from 11 to 1 o'clock, Riverside Gardens in Red Bank. Over 60 organizations, more than 300 community members all come together to support the efforts to support the lives of our local neighbors. You know all about the JBJ Soul Kitchen. We're proud to be their radio partner. Yes. Registration has begun, so now's the time to do it. Sign up for that walk Tuesday, May the 14th, but sign up now, jbjsoulkitchen.org. Shout out to our buddy, JBJ, who also has a new record out this week.
Yes, he does.
And a new documentary that's coming soon. I believe it's to Amazon. So it's a
okay.
As always, a good time to be John.
Yes.
Ocean County Job Fair is happening Friday. That goes on the Ocean County Library right in Mancini Hall, Tom's River, from 10 to 1. Friday, 10 to 1. More than 20 local employers being attendance, doing on-site interviews. OceanResourceNet.org. That's OceanResourceNet.org for all the details. I get confused with the .net and the .org. Yeah. So.
It's a little confusing.
Listen, change that font. Let's go to Palantino and print out that resume, and we'll see you at the Ocean County Job Fair. And St. Francis Assisi Parish and Center is doing a fish fry that goes on Friday night from 5 to 7. You know these deals are always the best food you're going to find
so
any place.
Oh, good. Yes.
Dine in, take out from the community center right there in Long Branch and enjoy your choice of fish and chips or chicken and chips. It's BYOB and BYOFs to enjoy before dinner.
That's
Saint
fun.
St. Francis Parish LBI.org. That's St. Parish LBI.org for all the info or to order ahead for St. Francis Assisi Parish and Parish Center Fish Fry.
Love that.
Thank you for letting us know about that. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB.
Here's a story of a day named Monday. It comes right after 2 days of being free. There are four more days bunched all together that suck equally. It's the one day when you really love your pillow. The only time you'll smile is at lunch. You must suffer for 8 long hours. There's no other way to say it. Monday sucks. Yes, Monday sucks. Yes, Monday sucks. Stay in bed because Monday sucks so much.
This is our email bag. Actually, this is a Facebook message. Got a note from a Joe Guerrero. Made a couple of corrections, and he's right about a few of them. I mentioned the other day that Don Lemon did an interview with Elon Musk, and that Don had a show on CNN, and was trying to get on our show to promote his morning show, and I didn't have him on, because why would I promote your morning show on our morning show? But I said his co-host was Poppy Montgomery, and I confused her. She's an actress. I confused her with Poppy Harlow, who is a journalist.
Oh.
So it was the Poppies.
The Poppies got you mixed up.
Poppies
okay.
got me mixed up, but Poppy Montgomery was not the news person. She's an actress on CSI, I guess it is.
Oh, I see.
Matter of fact, I think we had her on. I think she was on promoting something, one of those Hallmark movies. She might have done that. And he's also pointing out that it's Lacey Chabert, not Lacey Chabert. We've mentioned her from the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm. Lacey Chabert.
Said Hallmark movies are his favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for those corrections.
He also says the real DJ on the station is Michelle, not us.
Oh, that's fair.
He says, just saying. I'm not sure what he means by that. I've never claimed to be anything, but she's the real DJ. And he says, Rochelle is definitely a hottie.
Cool.
So you got that going, too.
Definitely going to take all of his words of wisdom and corrections to heart.
That was from a Joe Guerrero. Got a note from a Karen McCoy, who's upset that we keep making fun of a woman named Karen. She says they're not villains. She's done with it. So sorry about that, Karen. I think we posted a little St. Patty's Day meme yesterday she didn't care for. So sorry. I apologize to the Karens.
So the Karen was complaining about the Karen.
I wasn't going to say it, but now that you point it out.
I'm just wondering if that's what happened there.
Now that you point it out, that's exactly right.
I wish they'd start making the memes about Rochelle like that. Like, just use my name instead of Karen. I would totally embrace that. I'd be like, yep, that's correct.
No,
are wrong.
You don't want Rochelle calling you up, let me tell you. You don't want that. Bad news for everybody. Yeah, I got some sad news this morning. Happened to see this breaking overnight. The inventor of karaoke has passed away. He's a Japanese businessman. Shigeki Negishi.
Sure.
I think I got that right. He lived to be 100 years old. He invented what's described as the first karaoke machine back in 1967.
Oh, wow.
After one of his employees made fun of him singing around his bar. Talk about bars.
Wow. That's amazing.
Better of karaoke. So many nights of joy brought to so many people, and now he's gone at age 100. But he was the first. He's the guy who came up with the machine that had the
With the words on
right,
the screen.
The whole deal. Get the little screen on it there. He figured out the whole thing. So.
Well, his legacy will definitely live on many, many drunken bar nights.
With stupid people singing Islands in the Stream, right? We have a little karaoke here in his honor.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much.
They're committed to it. I like
Shigeki
it.
Nishihi, 100 years old.
Oh, yeah. They're fired up, those two. They think they were great.
Yeah. Definitely committed to the act.
They do. Yep. They get Simon Cowell loose on them, get him on America's Got Talent. You know what I'm saying here? Boss Big Show's on Monday morning. Robbie and Rochelle on 107.1, The Boss. I don't know if you heard this news story this morning, but I was just reading the details of it. Because one of those stories, you kind of hear it out of your peripheral, just under the side of your ear, and you go, huh, that can't be true.
Yeah.
There's a big debate going on about how the ballot is going to look this fall. Here across the Great Garden State. Now, usually it's the top, the biggest office, so president would go first, right? And then if there's a Senate race, and then I think governor or a congressperson, then governor, I believe, Joe, I'm saying this right? It goes from the order of the level of office. The highest the office goes first.
So it's president, Senate, Congress, and then...
Governor, and then local elections
from
after
left
that.
Left to right, too. Yeah.
Well, the governor of New Jersey, though, is not elected the same year as the president. So
The
governor and the president would never be on the same ballot.
That's a good point. But my thought would be that it would be the level of highest office. Well, they're talking about having... Based on your political party, like the, whoever is running in the political party for president, the Democratic candidate for the next office, and then the same thing, Republican. So it wouldn't be broken down by what office, because usually you get the two big party people running for whatever office. They'd like to break it out and have, so in this case, it'd be Biden's name right next to Tammy Murphy's name, the first lady, because she's running for that seat. So they're trying to.
If she gets a nomination,
a nomination, she's fighting in the. Andy Kim, who's also running, who's a congressperson, is complaining that this would be very unfair. It should be his name next to her name and not her up at the top. And Phil is saying that he thinks it's totally...
This is for the primary?
That's just... this would be for the primary, yeah.
So they're doing it by... Oh.
But they're trying to pass a thing where all the ballots would look like this going forward, where based on what it is, they put everybody at the top and then... So that's Weasley as can be, isn't it? Yes, I don't care for that at all.
Jersey politics.
I don't care for that one bit. You ever do a deep dive on her? I mean, she was involved with dark money and all kinds of things, like just horrible.
Tammy Murphy was?
Horrible people, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just no real political experience either. And I don't know much about Andy Kim, but he seems like a hardworking guy and he's been a congressman for a while. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to advocate for anybody, but you just read the stories about this. She wasn't even a Democrat until recently, and now she's running as a Democrat, because her husband's a Democrat. It's just so Weasley. That's the reason I bring it up. Listen, you like their politics, that's up to you, but I'm just saying, as far as that's just Weasley. I want to put my name at the top so I have a better chance of winning. Come on. We're all better than that, don't you think?
That's not the reasoning before that.
Of course. Well, no, that's not what they're saying outwardly, but of course that's the reasoning. You put yourself exactly at the top next to the guy running for president, that's...
Right.
Because some people, voters are, listen, let's be honest, not every voter is the most informed, and they just go, I don't know, I'll just vote for the people at the top and just call it a day. So you're more likely to get elected that way.
I know they used to, at one point they did it by, I think they did it by party at one point. You had the, for the primary at least, I don't know. I don't remember really, to tell you the truth, with all of them. But I do think, the primary, geez, I don't know.
Now, part of the reason I bring this up, because I'm still smarting that we couldn't get Governor Phil to give Joe the recognition he deserves and declare Joe Nolan Day for the 30th anniversary of the blastoff. Yes, the answer is yes. I'm still upset about that. But not...
I'm just on her wiki page, because if I'm being honest, I don't know much about her or what she stands for or anything. I mean...
She was head of a super PAC group that was involved with, money that wasn't traced. The big companies that donate millions and billions of dollars to influence.
Republican before 2014 and then switched parties in 2014. Interesting.
Because that's what we need, is more big money in politics so the little guy can't get a chance to run, She looks like Anne Hathaway and the witches with that big... mouth of hers.
Oh. Well, that's not nice. We don't need to talk about how she looks.
But that's what I think.
We don't need to look.
I'm a judgy SOB. I don't know what
to say. She's got nice hair. I know you always make fun of Phil's hair.
She's got nice hair. He's got plugs for sure.
Oh, no doubt. There's no question about that.
That he has the plugs?
All right, listen, you're going to like this.
He's got something.
Yeah.
He should get the Elma Ted. It's more natural.
He has nothing. He had like nothing, and now all of a sudden he's got all this curly hair on the top of his head.
You're going to like this. Listen, there's a new list out of Google searches from a website called Bed Bible on the kinkiest states in the USA. Hey!
Did you say Bed Bible?
Bed Bible has compiled Google searches for the kinkiest states, states that search kinky stuff on the Google. You can let your imagination run wild.
Okay,
you know,
all right.
Where to buy toys, all this sort of stuff. And the kinkiest state in America is Georgia.
Really?
Followed by New York, then Nevada, I suppose, then Texas.
Hmm.
New Jersey, nowhere in the top 12. The least kinky state would be South Dakota, by the way.
New Jersey's not on that list because...
Well, they're on the list. They're just not in the top tier.
Yeah, but like every 5 miles, there's a dirty...
There's an adult superstore or something. Yeah,
yeah, that's always packed. Every time you drive by them, I'm like, who are all these people at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the adult store? What are you guys doing?
Listen, we don't need the Google. We know exactly where to go.
We know where to go. They're everywhere.
Why don't you put that on your campaign platform there, Tammy? Let's make New Jersey kinky again. Come on.
That would probably get her elected, yeah, honestly.
Well, no one wants to think about her being kinky. Oh, my God. All right, let me get off the soapbox. Time for Dead Guy in the Envelope. In this envelope, the name of a deceased celebrity from some realm of fandom. First person to positive ID the deceased, identify the body, will win some tickets to John Fogerty. He'll be rocking this summer. Should be a great show. Rochelle and Joe will ask some yes or no questions to get us going this morning to narrow it down, try and help you determine who is the dead guy in the envelope. Question number one, Joseph P. Nolan.
Male.
No.
Oh. Actress.
No.
Comedian.
Nope.
Singer.
Yeah.
70s.
Yeah. Now we're cooking.
Did she die recently?
No.
Grammy.
I got to double check that and make sure I'm telling you the right thing. I know she's nominated.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. She did win several of those she was nominated for. Yep.
Okay.
Is she known for anything other than singing?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I'd say no.
Has she been mentioned already on the air this morning?
No. Okay. Nope. Good thought there.
Was she married to someone famous?
No.
Okay, was the...
Someone who was involved in the music business, I'll say that, but not somebody famous, not a...
I see.
Not a household name.
Okay.
We have a taker on line one. You want to give it
already?
A shot? Let's see what happens. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's the boss. Our first guest of the day. Dead guy in the envelope.
Is it Donna Summer?
It is Donna Summer.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
What? How did you get that?
That was phenomenal. I am blown away. Who is this?
Susan.
Susan, how'd you pull that out? That's amazing.
I don't know. That was weird. I was just channeling the answer.
Man,
oh,
that
my
is,
God.
I brought it up because Donna Summer, who died back in 2012, it was this day in 1992. She got her star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, so I thought we'd remember old Donna Summer today. That's it, yeah.
Susan, she's incredible.
That is maybe the fastest we've ever gotten an answer.
Amazing.
Big kudos to you. You got tickets to go see John Fogerty in concert, Susan. That should be a great show this summer.
Thank you.
Yeah, June 15th at PNC Bank Arts Center. Hang in the line. We'll get all your info, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Go over the clues again. Female, singer, big in the 70s, Grammy Award winner, husband was in the music business, big producer. That's it, Donna Summer.
That was
bam.
So there were so many answers that could have fit that.
Bam.
Wow.
Hollywood Walk of Fame, got her star this day.
She played the lotto tonight.
Yeah, that was
amazing.
That was almost spooky how.
That was amazing.
Got some goosebumps here.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
What do we do to kill a few more minutes?
I don't know. Play Donna Summer song. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. That was pretty good. She had a bunch of great songs, too.
Yeah.
Last Dance, Last Chance for Romance.
Yes.
What's that one where she's just, you know, I feel love. Like the whole record is just her grunting. Pretty sexy when she does it. Not when I do it, but. All right, here we go. There's never a good segue, but it's time for Hashtag Mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, we hear from moms, sometimes dads and grandmoms. And we share them just like this, so send one in. You might hear yours.
Isabella Ounce said, my 5-year-old just asked me how I know his name, and I'm not in the mood for this today.
How do you know my name? No. Excuse me. No, you said it. I didn't. How do you know my name?
At Real Life Mommy 3 said, I'm going to cut the wall out of this house and other threats my kids make that really make me want to respond with, go ahead. I want to see you try.
When you were a kid, you ever hear about how you supposedly can dig a tunnel to China?
Mm-hmm.
You ever go in a backyard with your idiot friends and try and do this?
No, because I hated getting dirty, but I do remember people trying to do that.
I remember me and my cousin, we were in my grandpa's backyard and we're digging a hole in the ground. He came out, he was so upset. He's like, what the hell are you kids doing? We're like, we're trying to dig a hole to China. We thought it'd be cool.
We're going to China.
Yeah.
Come on.
Go get some sushi. It'd be great.
Amy Collins.
I don't know.
Sushi is Japanese.
Whatever.
Amy Collins said, it's sad when our families don't appreciate all the things we moms do for them. For instance, my husband has not once thanked me today for providing him up-to-date minute coverage on the Kensington Palace photo conspiracy.
Oh, is that the Kate Middleton thing? I see. Hashtag.
You should say thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Hashtag mom. God, what do you say we tunnel over to England? Find out what's going on with Kate Middleton. We'll get some nice sushi. It'll be beautiful. Hashtag mom. M-O-M mom. God, fashions. Every morning, 720, 920. Fast 5 birthday file coming right up.
If you're experiencing headaches, blurred vision, slurred speech, or upset stomach, if you find it difficult to return to work or remember events that happened as recently as last Saturday, you may be suffering from PTSD-D, post-traumatic St. Patrick's Day disorder. Fortunately, there's help. At the St. Paddy's Day Rehab Center, our group therapy sessions will help you to manage your symptoms.
I will not drink Irish whiskey at 9 a.m.
And our staff of trained professionals will help you to share your feelings.
I will not speak in a phony Irish accent.
And to help you control your behavior.
I will not pinch a stranger's butt for not wearing green.
Get on the road to recovery. And remember, if you or someone you know is suffering from PTSD-D, help is just a phone call away.
I will not throw up corned beef and cabbage through my nose.
Congratulations to Susan from Manchester. She might have broken Dead Guy in the Envelope records today.
Incredible.
With, I think, about 4 clues. She had it. Donna Summer was your Dead Guy in the Envelope. And Susan, get tickets. See another rock icon, John Fogerty, at PNC Bank Arts Center. He's going to be playing June 15th. Talk about baseball. I'm sure crowd goes nuts when he does that center field song. Live,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Nice job, Susan. Show info, 1071theboss.com. Another chance to win some tickets tomorrow morning at 7:10. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast 5. 5 big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number 5 to number 1. Follow us on all the socials. We're at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. Among the many reasons to follow us, you can see the meme that ticked off Karens all over New Jersey. St. Patty's Day meme.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, we're really not that sorry. Get us wherever you get podcasts or read at 1071theboss.com. You can play them right there on demand. Here we go. Number 5. 5 big old training stories that you need to know. Be in the know. Number 5 to number 1. Right? Right. All right. Number 5. Here's a guy armed with a chainsaw. He's in custody after a 3-hour standoff. This happened out in Los Angeles over the weekend. At one point, he also threatened to set himself on fire rather than turn himself over to LAPD.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's Los Angeles Police Department Lieutenant Samer Issa talking about the situation with this guy, the chainsaw and the explosives. I hate to laugh about it, but
he attempted to approach the suspect. He was outside his vehicle. He was uncooperative, became combative. So they took a step back to de-escalate the situation. At one point, he recovered one of his chainsaws from the back of the truck, and he started the chainsaw.
Oh, my
God. The officers maintained their distance. At this point, he began to pour some gasoline in the back of the truck, and part of that gasoline fell on his pants. He did have a lighter as well.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, it doesn't say that he hurt anybody else, just as he's threatening himself and threatening to hurt anybody that comes near him. So I'll tell you, if I'm a hostage negotiator, I'll tell you what is it. You know what you do? Go ahead. Cut your arm off, light yourself on fire. I don't care what you do. You know what I'm saying? Why? 3 hours sitting there trying to convince this nutbag. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's some mental issues going on there, and the part of their job is to help regulate that and figure that out. And
I
that's
understand
just,
that, but I don't know how they. I'm just saying I don't know how they do their job.
God, I don't either.
God bless the PD.
Because
I don't know how they do it. Because I would have told the guy, "Go, just blow yourself up, you fool." You know, I don't know how they stand there for 3 hours and negotiate with a crazy person. You know,
well. I mean, there's something mentally unstable about him,
something
that's wrong. So, I mean, I understand they're wanting to get him some help, but that is very scary. I mean, he's got like a Freddy Krueger, Jason thing going on
right.
with a chainsaw. And
that's why it's hard for me to understand the man probably has mental illness, but it's hard for me to feel bad where he's swinging around a chainsaw and keeping the police there for 3 hours,
yeah,
not knowing if he's going to go and slice in half his neighbors, you know? So it's hard for me to have sympathy for somebody who's behaving like that.
I understand. But our police officers just do not get paid enough. This is all I'm saying, because that is insane.
Rochelle, I'll be watching the news sometimes, and she'll say something like that. She goes, man, they're starting an officer $38,000.
If
I was a police officer, I'd be like, you know what? Not worth it. I'm out. I don't need this.
I mean, yeah, you just don't get paid enough. There's not enough respect for that profession. No,
and again, especially the rookies. I mean, that's a tough gig, and they pay you nothing until you're in the force for a while. So,
so scary.
Right in the line, guy swinging around a chainsaw.
Wow. Very scary.
Number four, Justin Timberlake has surprised fans. NSYNC reunion. They did a 4-song set, including a brand new record. I know you're excited about
this. Yes. I don't share many things on my socials other than maybe some pictures of the kids and things that we do. I actually shared this post when I saw that Justin brought out all three of the guys and they had a little mini reunion there.
They got
great.
A new song called Paradise. So if you grew up back with NSYNC in the 1990s, you're probably excited for this, like Rochelle is. Well, that's one of their classic songs. You know, I forget Justin didn't sing lead on all the songs.
No,
I mean,
he didn't.
Obviously the biggest star to have come out of that group. But
JC sang lead on that one.
See, I always thought, for what it was worth, because I was a top 40 DJ at the time, I always thought JC was the best looking and the best voice out of the group.
I don't disagree with you.
You know?
Yeah, I don't disagree. But
I mean, Justin's fine. He's a talented guy. I got no problem with Justin, but I'm just saying I always thought JC was like the star. So it's interesting to me that he really has kind of fizzled since the band broke up.
What I think is great about NSYNC is all four of them have gone off to have their own careers and been semi-successful.
Well, not Chris Kirkpatrick, but...
I mean, Chris Kirkpatrick has done some things.
What? What's he doing? Working at Popeyes?
I don't know. He's done some
things. No one has seen him
in
20 years. Joey Fatone, though, he's doing great. He's on every show.
Lance has gone to space. I mean, he's, you know.
Oh, that's right. He was on that SpaceX thing, wasn't he?
I mean, they've all done some good stuff.
Hey, Ian, we're going to kill you. Well, it's good. There's a new song from New Kids on the Block, too. So.
I know. They're
all you fangirls having a great month.
Not only a new song, but a new album. They're bringing out a whole new album. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's great.
I'm very excited about all these.
I understand. That's great. It's good. It's nice nostalgia. People were either Backstreet or NSYNC people.
Yeah.
But then the New Kids, they're their own deal.
Well, it was hard if you were an NSYNC person because Backstreet Boys have continued to stay together and do tours together.
Yeah,
that's why it's
less special when they do something because they've been together the whole time.
Right, exactly. So it's and NKOTB, if you're a 80s kid or an early 90s, I mean, that's huge that they're going to have a brand new album out.
Personally, I like the Monkees.
The Monkees are great, too.
They were kind of a boy band, weren't they?
I mean, they were boys.
They're all dead now, but I think there's just Mickey's alive. Sure. Number 12. I love Guinness World Records. You know that. Number 12. Did I just say number 12?
Yeah, I think you did say number 12. It's a Monday.
I'm telling you, there is something going on with me. I'm telling you. Okay. Brain cells are dying by the minute. Number 3, Guinness World Record. I love Guinness World Records.
Uh-huh.
Out in California, they're looking to break the record for donating the most hair in a 24-hour period. There's a group called the Long Hairs. Back in 2019, they collected 339 pounds of hair, and it's for a great cause. It's for kids going through chemo.
Oh, wow.
And they're trying to beat that record. Here's Lindsay Bardo of the Long Hairs. This year, they're trying to do more than 339 pounds. And again, I think that's a nice cause. So they're
it
not
is.
Just doing it
you
know, just to
cause.
Try and get the record.
We wanted to try to break the Guinness World Records title for the most hair donated to charity, being guys with long hair and abundance of lettuce. It naturally made sense for us to partner with children with hair loss.
Well, that's this guy, Lindsay Bartow, interesting guy. He looks like he should be in Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He's got
with
that big,
long hair.
He's got that big, long, blonde hair.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect, with a name like Lindsay, I was kind of expecting it to be a woman's voice, and you bring up that video, and it's a guy.
Yeah.
And he's got these Lindsay, like Fleetwood Mac Lindsay Buckingham, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on with him. Breaking Guinness World Records. This guy needs a reality
that's
show.
That's a great cause. It really is.
No, it is a nice cause.
And I think not
that's a
all
lot of hair.
Not all the time, but usually men with longer hair don't damage their hair like women do with the long hair. Yeah. So it's nice, luxurious, actual hair that you can use for those wigs. Whereas I tried to donate my hair once, and they were like, we don't want it.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, I was cutting like 9 inches off, and that's I think that's like the threshold where you can donate. And they were like, you got too many chemicals in there. We can't do anything.
What if you wanted what if you wanted to volunteer to be on like a Bratz doll or a Barbie or something? Is that you
well,
call it Hasbro?
They don't use real hair on the doll.
Oh, they don't? It's fake? Oh,
yeah, right. It's synthetic.
I suppose that would be creepy if you had a
yes. They use synthetic
Myrtle's hair.
Hair
on your Barbie doll.
Yeah, nobody wanted my hair.
Good point. Bonus story. St. Patty's Day yesterday, Polish found Irish Americans don't like it when those not Irish describe themselves as Irish just because their ancestors came from Ireland. It increases to 61% when you ask actual people who live in Ireland how they feel about Americans with some Irish descent, saying that they're Irish. But even to both parents born in Ireland, again, over 60% saying they're not cool with it. So,
but you are Irish.
Well, you don't live there, so they're saying you're not really Irish. So that whole
you're only Irish if you live there?
You're Irish American, so it's a different thing is what they're saying.
Oh, okay. Well, so I guess that is true.
They don't appreciate how we've usurped Ireland and taken over, made a, you know. I mean, you think of St. Patty's Day as being kind of an American holiday, don't you? I certainly do. That's not like a traditional thing, you know. It's like Chef Boyardee is not really Italian, even though it is pasta, you know what I mean?
I mean, it is a traditional holiday, but I think that we celebrate it differently than they do in Ireland.
Yeah.
And I guess, yes, like I am Irish American. I'm, just like you're Italian American, but you still identify as Irish if you have Irish blood in you. I don't understand why that's, I mean, I'm 34% Irish, so I am Irish.
When they say, kiss me, I'm Irish, they're not, they're like, no, you're not. You're Irish American. So.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the thing. You don't want to make the Irish people mad, so I guess let's go with it because.
What, are they prone to fight?
I mean,
Yeah, I never heard that before.
I don't want to make any Irishman mad, so I'll be Irish American. That's fine.
Number two, Ty Burrell from Modern Family is returning to ABC. He's got a new comedy called Forgive and Forget. It's inspired by his experiences of caring for parents with Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Going to be a little tough, though, to remember when it's on, don't you think?
You had to go there.
Who are you again, Ty Burhu?
Okay.
What'd you say the name of the show was again? I forget.
That's terrible.
Forgive and Forget.
That is terrible.
Show about Alzheimer's.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what did I just say? ABC? Yeah. And number one.
That is absolutely terrible.
Frontier Airlines has added a new seating option this week. We had a little funny commercial about this before. It's called Upfront Plus. Let you pay extra to make sure nobody sits next to you. I think it's great.
Great idea.
Guarantees great the middle idea. Seat in your row will remain open. So it's all their planes, I guess, have three seats on either side. So you can pay extra. Nobody sits next to you. And what a great thing you're doing for your fellow man. If you're the person sitting in the aisle seat and you pay so no one sits next to you, you're also doing a favor for the person in the window seat or vice versa. That's beautiful. Yep. I love that.
Or if you're traveling or a couple traveling, you get rid of that middle seat. That's awesome.
Sure. You have the whole row to yourself.
Yeah, play a little board game in the middle. I think I told you this story. I remember I was sitting next to a guy, and I forget that he owned a big group of Cadillac dealerships. And I'm up in first class, and we're talking about that. And, you know, people look at you funny sometimes when you're sitting up there. And I would always, I'll wear the same socks for 50 years, but I always pay, you know, for every amenity I can get in an airplane just to have a comfortable experience. And I'm sitting with this guy, and we get to talking about this, but sometimes people kind of put their nose up at you if you pay extra to sit in first class. And he said, you shouldn't feel bad. He said, we were on a flight to London, and we couldn't get first class seats. And so instead, we just bought three rows. It was the same price to buy three rows of seats. And then there are people who are like, I need more room for my son, and you're nobody sitting there. He's like, well, I paid for the seats. You can't sit there. And it was a whole thing with the flight attendant. He's like, I didn't feel bad. I paid for the seats, you know. And I was like, the man is right. He spent the money.
He did.
Those seats are his. He doesn't have to let anybody sit there. You know?
I mean, I don't disagree with that. So if he paid
he's not
the
being
seats.
A snob. He just paid for it. He owns it for the time the flight's in the air.
And that's a long flight. Yeah. So I do understand that.
I never forgot that when he told me that story, you know. So this is, you do that right in economy on Frontier. I think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea. It really is. I recently have been thinking about, because I fly a lot.
Yeah.
And all of these flights, the windows and the doors keep flying off. So
it happened like twice, okay?
I mean, it happened like a lot. Like twice is a lot, and it scares me. So I am willing to pay more now to sit in the aisle or the middle seat because I don't want to be anywhere near the window anymore. I'm just terrified to sit by the window.
Never take your seatbelt off.
I mean, seriously, I used to like to sit in the window seat because you can rest your head. I will not sit in the window seat anymore. I would pay extra.
Suck you right out, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to be sucked out of the plane anymore.
Please.
Sitting in the aisle.
I tell you, my father traveled a lot when I was a kid. Like when I was in grammar school and into high school, he traveled constantly. He was on the road all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember when we would go with him, he would always make sure we had our seatbelts on, and he would not allow us to take our seatbelts off through the whole flight.
Right.
Leave your seatbelt on. And you know what? I still do that. I get on the plane just because he used to drill it into me. The second I get on the plane, literally when I sit down, boom, on it goes and stays on until we get off. And I never take it off. I never go to the bathroom. I never get up unless I really have to. I just sit in that seat and look out the window
Being the big fella that I am, I always have a hard time putting a seatbelt on. And so what I like to do is put a book on my lap and try and pretend like I put the seatbelt on and I didn't. And you usually will get a flight attendant who'll look at me and say, I know you don't have it on, but, you know, just don't screw around. You'll be okay. Because then you get otherwise you get to embarrass yourself and ask for the extension. You don't want to be.
You don't want to do that.
That's embarrassing. No, you know what I mean?
That's bad. You got to get the extension.
Really? You know
that what? That was one time I was on a JetBlue, and I sat down and I needed the extension. I was like, oh, nah, that's it. I got to lose weight. That was when I decided it was time to start losing weight.
What they really should do is put an extension in every row so it's just sitting there. So if someone needs it, it's just automatically there and you don't have to be embarrassed. Yeah. Because it is kind of a thing that's embarrassing. You don't want to ask for that.
It is.
So they should just have it available in the seats already. And if you don't need it, then you just push it on the floor or have a little hook for it or something. But
truthfully, though, I mean, like the other night we went to a place and I couldn't fit in the damn chair because it was so small. And again, I'm a big fella, so you know, I just make the people feel uncomfortable. So I go, listen, I'm too fat for your chair, can you get me on? People, oh, okay. So then you turn it around, you make them feel embarrassed. That's what I do.
I'm gonna be interested to see what happens because we're going to Florida in a couple of weeks, and when I go down to Florida, we're going in steerage on United. And I'm just curious to see, because I usually do what you do, Robbie. I get up front, but apparently
that was vetoed by Mrs.
That was
Nolan.
Vetoed this time, yes. So we're gonna sit in the back, and I'm like, oh God, I gotta sit in the back.
Just get the aisle seat on United again. I fly United a lot, but their windows pop open and their doors fly off.
Oh, come on,
they do not. It hasn't happened. You know how many flights there are every day?
Right. Come on.
Okay, happened twice.
The Boeing flights have been in the news a lot. If you're reading it, and someone who flies every week like I do, it's terrifying to think that the window's going to fly open. So sit in the aisle, Joe.
That's because the media hates a great American company like Boeing and is trying to destroy it.
Okay, whatever it is, I heard the story and now I'm scared. So.
And I think one of them wasn't even an American airline. It was,
I don't know.
It was some European airline. You
it's
know?
Scary.
And they don't know what they're doing over there. Monday, world famous celebrity birthday file.
There's a whole bunch of rants all at once there. That was good.
Lily Collins, that's Phil's daughter, and she's the star of that Emily in Paris show on Netflix.
Yeah.
She's 35 today. Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Sutton Foster, the Broadway star.
Love her.
She's 49. Very funny, man. He's been on her show several times. Dane Cook is 52. I love Dane. Queen Latifah, Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains. The lovely Miss Vanessa Williams. She's 61. Oh. And the dirty jobs guy, Mike Rowe, is 62. What are you rolling your eyes at?
Nothing. Joe was just mentioning that we were ranting all at once, and I have to tell you, Jess, our news person today, is texting me wanting to know if you are saying good things or ranting about her newscasts.
Well, I already told her I had a dream that she forgot to come
in this
morning.
She's texting me worried about that you're ranting on air about her.
Yeah, that's right. Just unbelievable how many people in my life hate me.
Lots of ranting.
Well, see, this is what happens.
Yeah, what?
If you go around and everybody's afraid of you, that's she didn't hear what you were saying.
No.
She just assumed
that
you
she
were
was
beating
correct.
Her up on the air. She Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't beat her up. I just said I was nervous because she's been working afternoons for the past I don't know how long, and
right.
I asked
she's
her.
She's great, by the way. She's really good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead.
She is very good.
She is really good. Yeah.
I just know that she's got a lot going on, and I was worried she'd forget to come in this morning. And it's on me because I didn't remind her that she was doing it. But, you know, she...
I just like that she's texting me asking if you're...
Well, I know you people don't read the memo, so I was worried maybe she doesn't, you know?
First of all, her name's not Kermit, so she's not going to forget to come in.
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that people have are responsible. When you when you tell them to come in, they come in.
Well, I'm used to working with bozos like him, so I guess I just just assume the worst. Today is Sloppy Joe Day, Black Pudding Day.
There's which Sloppy Joe? This we get into this every year, too.
What do you mean?
Is this the Sloppy Joe with the meat and the tomato sauce or the Sloppy Joe sandwich?
It's Sloppy Joe, so I'm going to Exhibit A.
Okay.
Wait, there's two different kinds of Sloppy Joe?
Oh, absolutely.
One's a sandwich and one's a,
sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
Sloppy
Joe. Well, that's the only thing I know of a Sloppy Joe. It's a sandwich. What else is there?
Oh, you get ground beef and there's like a McCormick mix that you put in it and your tomato sauce And as soon as you bite in, you make it like a burger, and then you bite into it, and all the stuff comes out of it.
It's like a manwich.
Yeah, manwich. Exactly. Yes.
But what's the other one? That's the one I know it is.
The other one has got turkey, ham, Swiss cheese, coleslaw, Russian dressing.
What?
Triple decker on rye bread. Yeah.
Yeah. Just depends where you
I've
go.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
Yeah, they're big around. Yeah. Just about every party we have those.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really good.
I always just thought they were the manwich thing where you throw the can in with the the meat, and that was it.
Which, by the way, was brilliant. Whoever came up with that idea was
absolutely
great.
I don't know about the food, but the name of it is great. I just like saying manwich.
Yeah.
What'd you get there? Oh, a little manwich. Black pudding for dessert. It's a Global Recycling Day. It's Companies That Care Day. United, not one of those, if you asked us. Happy anniversary to the Schick Razor. The Schick Razor celebrates today. Just ignore
it. What happened? What did United do to you?
Well, we were just talking about United. Remember? You're the one that said that. Said you're going to be in steerage.
Yeah, but that's not bad. It's just
different. Do they care about you? No. They don't care about you.
Well,
Companies That Care Day, they don't care about you.
Also, did you say you're going to have black pudding for dessert?
Yeah, it's Black Pudding Day and Sloppy Joe Day.
Do you know what black pudding is?
No, what's black pudding?
Don't Google it.
What is it?
You don't want to know.
It's not actual pudding?
No.
Oh, boy. I might have to go change what I said on the True Oldies channel because then it didn't make sense.
You don't want to eat that for dessert.
It's not for dessert?
No.
Oh, all right.
Uh-uh. Unlike the second type of Sloppy Joe, I do know what black pudding is. You're not going to eat that for dessert.
Is it a food?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Happy birthday to the Schick Razor. And happy birthday to Wells Fargo.
I'm just looking this up. You know what it reminds me of? Remember head cheese, that deli meat that's called head cheese?
Yeah. Mm.
This kind of, it's totally different, but this kind of reminds me of that. It looks awful.
It's not good.
That's great.
It's made with blood and.
But it is a food, right?
And oats and. Yeah, it's like a sausage.
Main
sort
ingredients.
Of.
Here you go, Robbie. Pork, blood, fat, oats, or barley.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I'm made up of. I just assumed it was pudding. I don't know.
No, it's not pudding. No.
Not a figgy pudding, huh?
No.
I think you need to go back to that True Oldie.
I got
to
go.
You don't want to edit that.
Yeah, I worked ahead over the weekend.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bit me in the behind, I guess. Over to the Celebrity Hotline. Back for a brand new season. Talking about Bar Rescue. It's over on the Paramount Network. Say good morning to John Taffer. John, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Rob. You know, we shot the pilot to Bar Rescue in Montclair.
Is that true, right in New Jersey? I didn't know that.
Yes, we did.
Well, there you go. What an intro. We're into the ninth season now of Bar Rescue over on the Paramount Network. I was looking, this thing goes back to 2011. It feels like, I can't believe it's been on that long already. 244 episodes. Is that about right, to date? And now we're starting a ninth season?
Actually, last week I finished my 250th.
So we're up to 250. Okay. Yeah,
that's a big number.
All right, I'm going to go update the Bar Rescue Wikipedia page with the extra six episodes now. We want to keep that up to date for you. But it has to be amazing to you after more than 10 years of doing this, just how people love this show. You know, I'm sure there are bars across America always reaching out to you. The success of it must be a little mind-blowing for you.
Totally mind-blowing for me. I thought I'd do a pilot and go home, honestly. I never thought it would run this long, 13 years, 250 episodes, but... You know, I used to look at people that did 250 episodes when I wasn't in the TV business. They'd say, how can they do that every day? Guys, I love it. You know, at the end of each show, that hug means so much to me. Robbie, when they hug me like that and the things they whisper in my ear, the thank yous and stuff, boy, it just makes me scream louder and fight harder the following week. But it's an amazingly gratifying thing to make Bar Rescue human to human. You know, the impact I have on these people is really visible to me and very meaningful.
Sure. You talk about before you were in the TV business, I was reading up on you, and you've been a bartender, started in West Hollywood, you know, something like 45 years ago. So certainly, you know, you're qualified to do this, but how did it find you? I mean, there's so many people that could have been the host. How did you become the host of this show? How did it happen?
Well, I was, you know, I've always been very well known in my industry. I've won almost every award there is to win out in my industry, and I give speeches all over the world. And I was giving a speech in Las Vegas, and at the end of the speech, somebody came up to me and said, you should be on TV.
Yeah.
I went home, I wrote something up called On the Rocks, 3 pages. It was a cross between Kitchen Nightmares and Mission Impossible. So I pulled out my files with my chef and all that, like the beginning of This Is Impossible. And I had consulted to Paramount, Bubblegum Shrimp Company, and some of their restaurant operations. So I called my friends at Paramount and said, do me a favor, could you put a bunch of TV people in a room? I want to come pitch an idea, tell me if I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So I go to Paramount, I drive through the big gates, and I'm in a boardroom, and the TV people are in there, and I pitch my idea, and I had a television looks at me and says, John, you'll never be on TV. You're too old, you're not good looking enough, it'll never happen. So I drive out the gates of Paramount and say, you know what, I'm going to make my own scissor wheel and pitch it myself. I made a scissor wheel, which is about 3 minutes long, summation of the show. I sent it to 4 production companies, got 4 out of 4 offers.
Wow.
Best production company. We were on TV less than a year later, and I sent the head of TV at Paramount then a box of 12 black roses in a coffin-shaped box. There was a company that used to do that back then as a joke. The funny thing about it is, here it is 13 years later, and what network am I on?
Yeah, I'm Paramount Network, yeah.
Life goes full circle. Life goes full circle.
But yeah, that's like I say, it's kind of a funny thing because you had such a career and you probably never imagined you'd be on television. And now, you know, here you are for all these seasons. So it's 250 episodes. Really really amazing. And you're working.
Any plan I ever made in my whole life, being on TV was never one of them, guys. So you never know what life's going to bring, right?
Yeah. And I was going to say, you're working with some amazing people. Talk about big shots like Danny Trejo and Phil Wills. So, I mean, you got some great people as part of the show with you.
Yeah, this season we wanted to do 40 bars.
Yeah.
And I can't do 40 bars. It's just too much for me. So I asked Danny if he'd come do a couple with me. He said yes. Phil would do a couple with me, yes. The Chiefs would do a couple with me. So they're going to leave those rescues. I'm going to be on Zoom calling in, checking in with them and stuff. But they're going to leave those rescues, and it's going to be a lot of fun for them and the fans. But when I called Danny and said, Danny, I want you to come help me do this, he said, man, I'm there, John. So Danny is freaking great, and people enjoy watching those episodes.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, John. At the end of the day, you know, being in the business, I wonder if you approach it differently. But at the end of the day, you've had a long day. What cocktail are you making at the house just to sit down and watch some television?
Typically a Godfather, which is in a rocks glass, about an ounce and a half of scotch, and about a quarter ounce of amaretto on top.
Ooh, okay.
That tends to be my go-to drink. But these days, you know, I own my brown butter bourbon. Tapper's brown butter bourbon is a spirit that I own. So now these days I've been making the Godfather with the brown butter bourbon and the amaretto, which is a nice twist on it. But I'm sort of a guy of habit, so I'll stick with that drink for a while.
I tell you, not that you asked me, but I'll tell you, my drink at the end of the day, I do Jim Beam with vanilla with a little bit of scotch, whether I got Johnny Walker or whatever. And then I've started adding a little DiSerrano to it as well. That is a nice little coat the throat at the end of the night.
Ah, if you like the vanilla, then you're going to love the brown butter bourbon. It's the vanilla, it's the caramel in it, and it's really delicious.
Well, good. Thanks for that tip. I'm going to do that this weekend. That sounds good. Well, John, congratulations. 9 seasons of Bar Rescue. It's on the Paramount Network. People know where to go to get it. So thanks for making some time to talk about it. Good luck, buddy.
My pleasure, guys. Let's talk again soon.
You got it, John, too. Whoa, what was that, huh?
Whoa.
I'm telling you, something's going on today. I don't know.
It's Monday after St. Patrick's Day. That's what's going on.
That's a good point. I didn't really consider that. Because everything feels fine, and all of a sudden, I'm just...
You had 8 drinks yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's going on there.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
It's falling up. Feel like I'm falling apart a little bit today, but right now over the satellite hookup we have, we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline, too. We'll talk to John Taffer from Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue. Mm-hmm.
Going to our satellite hookup now. Here he is, the boss with the hot sauce with a look ahead at your week in horrible scopes. Uncle Ross Britton.
Aries, with today's moon, it's a time to reconnect with yourself and your inner needs, as well as to feed your need to belong. You crave some familiarity and gentleness, but good energy is with you for asserting your needs and wants. It's a time of self-discovery, or finding yourself. Taurus, backing off and detaching yourself a little from issues can help you gain perspective and improve things today. Focusing on the areas of your life that you can improve comes naturally and is constructive. It's a time for recognizing the need to resolve problem areas.
Fine.
Gemini, today's transits are strong for tapping into your patience and enjoying a steadier pace. You can especially enjoy concentrating on a worthwhile project or feel motivated by new studies, projects, or interests. You're gaining perspective today, even as you stay active.
Better consummate.
Cancer, the moon in your sign all day is outgoing for you, and work done behind the scenes or efforts to handle a tricky emotional problem or situation can also be in focus. Intimate relationships can thrive.
Oh.
There could be an intensity to your nature or someone close to you.
He's looking at you, kid. Yes.
Leo, good energy is with you for shared, focused activities today. You see things a little differently now, and it's a good time to connect with information that inspires you. Unwinding may involve participating in activities that break up your usual routine.
Sure.
Virgo, today can be excellent for connecting with the information you need. Hard work also helps and leads to an incredible sense of accomplishment.
Huh.
You might encounter information that helps you envision your next step with an intimate relationship or financial situation.
Intimate.
Libra, with today's moon, you're more aware of what you can bring to the world, and you also have excellent support for concentrating on pet projects, studies, or creative pursuits. You're in a great position to sort through problems and to be far more productive. Scorpio, your curiosity is stronger than usual today, and you're especially sensitive and responsive. Transits now favor pouring energy into pet projects or a special dedication to family or domestic matters. You're also in a great position to make plans and get organized.
Pet rock.
Sagittarius, you're inclined to seek a little extra something from your activities and connections today, and transits are excellent for getting things done. You can feel energized and rejuvenated, and developing a mental interest or connection can figure strongly now. Capricorn, ooh, you continue to crave more interaction with the moon in your opposing sign all day. You might find yourself making accommodations or compromises more than you normally would.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also supportive energy flowing for business, work, health, and services.
Okay.
Aquarius, while you can be quite focused on your practical affairs at times today, you're also thinking in terms of what is truly best for you and others. You can experience a strong desire to put everything into order.
Oh.
It's an excellent day for both technique and inspiration.
Yeah.
And finally, Pisces, you can feel enthusiastic about a person, an idea, or a feeling today. With the moon in your playful solar fifth house all day, you can be ready to feed your desire for new things. Still, excellent energy is with you for work behind the scenes and on or in the home. And those are your Monday horoscopes.
Hey, don't you look nice in an apron, Ross? Thank you. Much to my chagrin, working on finding a new place to rent.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the third place we've moved in the few years we've been here with the boss.
Yes.
Past couple of years, lived at a place, liked it a lot. Great little subdivision. But the price just keeps going up and up. They raised it after the first year, which I suppose is to be expected when you rent. But then this year, jacked it up almost 25%.
Which seems illegal. That doesn't seem like...
But it's not. I mean, I looked it up. It's not illegal.
I know. It's crazy, though.
But that's a huge chunk of money. So I just said, well, it's just not worth it. Because, listen, the place we are is very nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's just not worth it.
It's not worth it.
I don't know what would be worth it. I'm not sure, you know, if it came with a complimentary Lambo, I'm still not sure it would be worth a 25% monthly increase, plus all the other fees and, the it's not a homeowners association, but it's an association fee, and they charge you for the amenities and all this sort of thing. So we've been looking around. So we went and saw a couple of places over the weekend and found a place that I liked a lot, and I think I like it more than I really should because the agent that was showing us the place is clearly in love with me.
Yeah.
Shallow as it may seem, I was quite enjoyed the attention that I received. You two were kind of doing most of the chit-chatting because it's shocking nobody. I'm not overly conversational with anybody out in public. So you two were talking, and she was saying how much she liked your hair.
Yeah.
And then just being the smartass that I am, I threw in, because she said, well, this is called, I don't know, auburn or whatever your color is.
Yeah.
And I said, mine is called brown with an alarming increase in silver. And she said, oh, I think it looks great. You're kind of a silver fox. And as we left the place, she went, silver fox, baby, don't color that hair. I went, oh.
She did.
Okay.
She was definitely flirting with you. Now, I don't know if she was doing this because she was hoping to close the sale.
No, I think she was just stunned by this handsome presence before her very eyes. Maybe there's a little celebrity starstruck going on. That's probably part of it as well.
Oh, definitely. That's for sure what it was.
It's not every day that she runs into a superstar like myself.
Silver that just fox.
Takes her breath away and stops her in her tracks.
I don't know. Whatever it was, I didn't appreciate the flirting so much. Wasn't really my thing.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you liked the place.
This just goes to show you how shallow I am, because I'm going to be completely honest with you. She was not a person I would have noticed for even a second, but yet when you start showering me with compliments, I just ate it up like the sad individual that I am.
It was great.
It's like she met Anderson Cooper, the silver fox.
Yeah.
I'm basically the son of Vanderbilt.
Basically. Mm.
And I keep bringing this up just to dig it at Rochelle at my own peril. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that. That seems like a terrible decision. Well, also, we won't be moving there.
No, so. Please.
She's trying to sell you something.
I know.
She really was flirting, though,
Joe. Yeah, I do think she did like me a little
bit. She really was. I mean, it was borderline
in front of your wife? No, that isn't going to happen. You know, come on, stop.
I mean, Joe, some people just don't care. Like, I mean, I've seen
And I mean, look at me. I mean, she's just, she, not every day she runs into someone
who's... taking it a little too far, but she really was...
Yeah, you are. A little.
She really was flirting with him. She really did call him a silver fox and yell back at him. And I mean, you know, I know to a point they are salespeople, but it is...
No, I think she was just being nice. I do.
I don't know.
I just enjoy...
She was a little flirty.
I just enjoy how much you hated it. That's why I keep...
I don't know why you like to irritate me. That doesn't bode well for you at all.
Oh, no, because it's just silliness. It's just silliness. Come on.
You're going to have a bad day now.
No, I know. Be fine.
Leave the poor woman alone.
Well, I just can't help it if everybody wants a piece of me, you know?
Jesus.
What happens when you're married to a sexy hunk of man like myself?
You know, I'm going to let her have you for a day. I bet you send you back.
Give her 45 minutes.
Right.
I was going to say, it won't even be a day.
Send you back. Forget it. You can't live here.
All right, that's right. Revoked.
Out.
You know, Jessica, who's doing the news this morning, because Hunter is a day off.
Yes.
She and I have worked together for about 20 years on it. Not all consistently, but we've worked together on and off for a long, long period of time. And I had a dream about her last night.
You did?
Yeah, and it wasn't... I was convinced that I hadn't told her that she was supposed to be in early this morning, because she's been working the afternoon with Van Dusen the past couple weeks. And I actually had a dream that she...
She missed it?
Yeah, but
she didn't do it?
No, that she came in and yelled at me for not telling her in a timely manner.
Oh, well, that seems accurate. Luckily, I also know, Jess, she would absolutely yell at you.
Luckily, it all worked out. Ride home with Van Dusen this afternoon. Pair of tickets to see Third Eye Blind at PNC Bank Arts Center on July 14th. He'll open the boss ticket window about 5:20 to win those. We got John Fogerty tickets coming up next.
Pot of gold. This one's for them freckled girls, them ginger curls, plaid skirts are pleated. Drinking, linking, thinking it will get ugly. Got my drink on and my green on. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so lucky. I'm too drunk.
Hot dance.
I've had four Irish car bombs, man. I'm too drunk.
Hot dance.
And seven shots of Jameson. I'm too drunk.
Hot dance.
I just made out with a leprechaun. I'm too drunk.
Hot dance.
Come and shake my shamrock, honey, it's going down. Leprechaun, I wanna do ya. Wanna get lucky, well, do ya. Boy, that green beer runs through ya. Cause face down drunk like the Irish do. Cause face down drunk like the Irish do. Cause face down drunk, yeah, I'm gonna spew. St. Patty's Day in the pub's a spot. Cause someone pour me a shot. Someone pour me a shot. Someone pour me a shot. Someone pour me a shot.
All right, back to the Norcast Weather Center. He had a little vacation last week. There he is, looking all, look at all tan and rested. Good morning, Nor'easter Nick.
Good morning. Hope everybody had a great week. I saw you guys got into the 70s, around 80 for a couple days. It was fantastic.
Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah,
it was better in the Caribbean, though. So
I'm sure it was. I'll tell you, you have a lot of courage, because even if I had the physique, I don't know that I would post bathing suit pictures, and you do, and you pull it off.
Well, he also posts gym pictures, so you know that's why he can post the bathing. He's at 1 o'clock in the morning, he's in the gym on a cruise. I'm like, why are you working out at 1 o'clock in the morning on your cruise? What are you doing?
Yeah, look, I'm not a normal person.
No.
I don't party. I don't do the whole night scene. So everybody else that I travel with does. So yeah. I don't want to sit in the room alone like a loser. So I'm like, all right, I'll go to the gym. Why not?
Good
I'll
for
spend
you.
An hour or two there. But no, it was a good time, and I never thought I would actually like cruising, and then this was our third. We have another booked for next year, so I would highly recommend it, and they're not an advertiser of mine, so you know it's got to be good.
I get paid to say
who isn't an advertiser of yours? Everybody's an advertiser.
They're not an advertiser yet.
You know, everything on Facebook is, man, it's a beautiful day, and if you're looking for a place that offers beautiful day.
Yes. Ha ha, this joke was funny. Brought to you by...
Listen, I give you a lot of credit, my friend. A lot
anyway,
of credit.
I'm going to need like a heavy coat sponsor for today, because you're going to need a heavy coat. We got temperatures starting off generally in the upper 30s or lower 40s, but you got to factor in the wind. The winds, while aren't an issue right now, they will be through the afternoon. I'm looking at gusts 25, 30 miles an hour out of the west, and wind chills will be about 41, 42. So the temperature at which it feels like right now is what it's going to feel like all day. So dress for that. Going into tomorrow, very similar. We got sun and clouds mixing, maybe a random snow shower. Yeah, that's right, a snow shower in the afternoon and evening, and then I am watching the weekend for a potential coastal storm, and we'll talk more about what that could mean for our area for the weekend when we come back in the next hour.
All right. Well, I like you're already thinking about the weekend, but
of course
it's a little early. I think we got plenty of time for things to change, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
But you're ruining the cliffhanger.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Powered by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's brand new Lips and IVs Health and Wellness Center in Marlboro. Make your appointment today at 732-838-9449. Let's go back to those school days, golden rule days. Something that you learned in school, they probably don't teach anymore. Or maybe you got kids, you know, they don't do it the way you used to do. Like you hear about that new math, you know?
Yeah.
Arithmetic is different the way they teach kids how to carry the one and all of that.
Yeah.
It's changed. So
the,
if you're not
aware.
Math
is definitely different.
Kind of a strange thing. Cursive would be another one. I don't know that they teach cursive. Remember you used to wrap you over the knuckles with their ruler.
Yeah.
The nuns would be mad if you didn't write in cursive, you know?
I know they do teach cursive, but it's not for long. Like I remember when we started, it was like second, third, fourth, fifth, and you had to continuously do it. It was the lined paper.
Sure.
There were quizzes on it. And now it's more like a 1 or 2 day lesson plan where this is how it's done. And you can choose to practice it on your own or not. At least at the kids' school, that's what they've done. So I definitely think that that's different. But I would, for me, I would think they don't teach us at all how to write a check or balance a checkbook.
Yeah.
They don't do that at all, to my knowledge. At least they haven't done that with the kids yet.
They didn't do that for us in school, and they should have.
Really?
And obviously, I went to school before you, and I wish they'd done that. I never learned any of
those.
You
didn't learn that in school?
No, we didn't have any of that trade school stuff, you know?
Oh, well, yeah.
I wish we did. I wish there was, I know that some of the public schools, say, I went to fancy Hogwarts, but I know that some of the public schools will do even, they teach how to fix a car, you know? You take shop class. I wish I'd learned those kind of things. Like, I don't know how to change a tire. I wish I'd learned
that. Well, see, those were usually vocational, or those were ones that you could choose.
But those are good skills, you know?
They are great skills to have, and I think that those are skills that probably should be learned by, I mean, every kid should learn how to change a tire in school.
Yeah.
If you don't have a parent at home or a dad or whatever the situation is, that is a life skill that you need to know no matter what. Not ever, you can't always call AAA. There's not always someone there to do that. So I think that that should be a life
skill,
you know, something that they never really taught.
Yeah.
But we did, I remember we had this, it was like a school store that we would have. And there was a whole semester where every class would run the school store. And within that, you would learn certain things like how to count change, make change, how to write a check, then how to balance the check. And so like it was an actual running store where you could buy pencils or sometimes we had popcorn or something. But you had to work in the school store. And that was a great skill to learn and to have. And they just don't do that anymore. They don't want kids to handle other kids' cash. And a lot of the kids don't, like the kids don't even have cash anymore at school. They take their student ID and they scan
the thing
it.
Over the,
yeah, they scan it. And like I have to just reload the student ID with money if they want to buy something. So they have no idea how to use cash at all.
It's like the gas station. The scanner's broken. You're going to have to go inside the mini mart.
They don't know how to make change anymore.
Something you learned in school, they just don't teach anymore. 732-774-4444. How about respect? 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. We'll get those next. Your He Said.
She Said.
Thank you for choosing to wake up with us. Keep it on all day. Michelle Amabile arrives to get going on the midday here. If you're working all day, let her know you're doing that in the office. You'd be the business of the day. Chocolate Carousel and Wall would love to stop by with a dessert tray. Boss Roadies, bring that over to you as a way to say thanks for listening. And she'll have passes to see Rain. That's the tribute to the Beatles, you know, the show they do in Vegas. Mm-hmm. They're bringing it to the State Theater in New Brunswick April the 9th. You win that today for lunch. Just keep it on all day. 107.1 The Boss, all right? Meanwhile, we got a He Said.
She Said.
Just underway, talking about those golden rule school days. Something you learned in school, but today they don't teach it anymore. Lines are open. Call us, text us, Facebook us.
3743 said typing and respect.
Typing is a good one.
Typing is a good one.
I mean, I know you can type on a keyboard, you know, like on a computer. But
yeah.
I tell you, today with the little pads they give the kids, I don't know that you really need typing skills at all.
Well, the kids get MacBooks and Chromebooks from kindergarten on. So like when we used to have typing class where they put the little cloth over your hands and you'd have to learn the whole keyboard, the kids just know it now. They come into school really, you know, first they do the little chicken pecks with their fingers, but then they eventually just learn it on their own and they don't have to have that class anymore, which is a shame because they no longer get to learn Oregon Trail.
See, I do the chicken peck, but I do remember
where the keys are.
Yeah, but I couldn't ever get my hands to go where they're supposed to, so I just chicken peck and I can use my two fingers without looking.
Yeah.
That counts, doesn't it?
Sure. Well, they used to teach you how to properly, you know, where your hands go and how you're supposed to type, and now they just don't really do that. And like when Grayson was in kindergarten, I remember him saying, "Mom, where's the S on the keyboard?" or "Where's the T?" because he's, you know, they don't teach it anymore. They don't show you how to do it. They just learned on their own.
I did summer school between freshman and sophomore year, not because I didn't pass a class, but just as an extra thing. My folks had me do summer school to learn how to type, figuring it'd be a good skill for me. Can you imagine that? And it was like 3 days a week in the summer for an hour. You had to go in and do typing class. That sucked.
3828 said reading an analog clock.
All right.
0841 said the Pledge of Allegiance.
They don't do the Pledge of Allegiance? I would think that they do.
The kids' school does. I don't know that every school does, but they do it. But they don't do it where I remember coming in every day. You would sit down and there would be morning announcements. So everyone would sit down in your homeroom, morning announcements, and then the Pledge of Allegiance to start the day. His school does not do that, but they do teach it to them, and then they do it at assemblies and things like that. But listen, it's not every day.
Come on, even at a ball game.
They don't do it every
day. Your kid goes to a school, they don't teach the pledge. I mean, call up the principal and complain. That's absurd. Yeah. Come on.
7812 said, how to do research in the library.
Yeah, it was a Dewey Decimal System. Remember that whole business?
Yes, I used to love going to the little thing and looking through all the little index cards.
One more.
Diane said shorthand.
Yeah, I never learned that even before my time.
I never learned shorthand. Yeah. I wish I did know that, though, because I feel like that would be really, really useful, and especially when I'm here and I'm trying to read through people's answers and then retype them. That would be really helpful to me.
If you do an associate's degree to be an administrative assistant, that sort of thing, I think they teach it to you. I didn't realize they did it for everybody, but maybe they did back in the day.
Yeah.
Line two.
They don't teach you how to get underneath your desk when there's a bomb raid.
Yeah. Everybody's worried about during the Cold War, about those kind of things, you know.
Yeah, get in the hallway, put your head down.
Yeah, they don't do that, but unfortunately, they do the gun drills now, which is something we never had to deal with. And
What about fire drills? They still do fire drills.
They still go outside, but they don't do the bomb drills anymore. That's for sure.
We should practice that.
Yeah, probably so. Something that you learn in school, they don't really teach it anymore. 732-774-4444. Lines open. Call us, text us, Facebook.
Thank you for calling Frontier Airlines. If you would like to purchase an upfront plus seat, including extra legroom, which will also guarantee there will be nobody sitting in the middle seat, press 1. If you can't afford upfront plus and would like to sit next to the beefy man who brought his own corned beef Reuben, press 2. To sit next to the grandmother with halitosis who won't shut up about her toy poodle named Mr. Foo Foo, press 3. Face it, either pay for the upgrade, or you will be wishing you never got on this flight. We will see to it that you will be sitting next to the family with screaming spoiled rotten children and take away their iPads and gaming consoles. Please stay on the line so we can rake you over the coals for a little peace and quiet.
You know, they don't advertise with us.
Yeah, I know. I do that all the time. I don't know why. They should actually advertise with us.
I'm going to send it. Hang on. Do the thing. I'll send a tape of you saying it here. Do a little demo. Ray Katina sponsors this real-time traffic, all right? I'll send that to Ray Katina. And what is it? Edison and Freehold and see if I can get them on here for you.
Yeah, there's one in
Freehold, isn't it? I think it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a bunch.
I got to do all the work around here.
Anyway, we all know that. Yes, you know, don't talk to me before I do the reports.
I can't shut you up. What are you talking about? I talk to you. Come on, you got an opinion on everything. Ridiculous.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Proudly presented, powered by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new Health and Wellness Center. That's Lips and IVs in Marlboro. Make your appointment today, 732-838-9449. Going back to your school days, something that you learned in school, something they taught you, they don't teach that anymore. Lines are open. Call us, 732-774-4444. Same number on the text connect if that's easier, or Facebook.
Trish said, how to write a letter or an email and saying please and thank you in them.
Yeah, that's like I said, respect. Show a little respect for your elders.
And I do think definitely addressing an envelope. They used to teach that in school, and they don't. I mean, not many people do that anymore.
Or so a letter, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Tracy said driver's training. Now you have to go to a private school or establishment to learn.
They did that in school? See, I went to a... No, you know, I guess it was at a high... I just went to a different high school to go in. I guess
mine was through school, too, so maybe they just don't offer that through the school anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It was like a separate thing. It was still after school. It wasn't during class, but it was through the school.
And speaking of that, Superfan Ray just takes it in and said maps, how to read a map.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody's got the GPS on their phone. You don't know how to read a Rand McNally.
Alan said folding the American flag.
Sure.
Colleen said, I remember drawing my own blood and blood typing in junior high. Biology was direct contact with blood. Now it's a no-no. Yes, I am a dinosaur.
Yeah, that does sound like a bit of a biohazard. A little gross, doesn't it?
Dan said, how to smoke. We had designated areas in high school where 14-year-olds were allowed to smoke.
Yeah, but they weren't teaching you how to do that. Come on.
And Mike said, dodgeball. My kid's gym teacher told me that they're not allowed to do it in class anymore for in fear that a kid will get hurt and actually sue the school.
Yeah. Well, it is traumatic, that dodgeball.
Yes.
Good morning. It's a boss. Something you remember from school. They don't teach it anymore.
How about balance checkbook?
Yeah.
Yeah, balancing a checkbook is a great answer. Thank you for that. The boss. Hi there.
1956, Jersey City.
Yep.
They taught gun safety at public schools.
Really?
Yeah, and that's a good idea. Listen, you know, it's a good idea.
It is. I mean, it is a good idea, especially if you have someone who has one in the home.
Sure.
It's really important that kids know the safety features of it and not to touch it and the reasons why you shouldn't touch it. I mean, you hear so many terrible stories about kids finding one in their house and thinking it's a toy gun, a water gun. So I think that that is really important.
All right, final call.
Good morning, Robbie. Good morning, Rochelle, Joe Nolan, and Nor'easter Nick.
Well, thank you, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
One thing I don't learn anymore that I used to learn in like third grade maybe is cursive writing.
Yeah, we mentioned the cursive. You still remember how to sign your name that way?
Oh, of course. I'm like one of the only people who doesn't know how to sign my name nowadays.
You got it. It's a good skill, you know?
It is a good skill.
In case you become famous, you got to sign autographs.
That's right.
Of course. I actually do a podcast, so that's perfect to know.
Don't plug your podcast on this show. Thanks for the calls today. We'll keep it going on the Text Connect to Facebook.
He wants to sign autographs.
Everybody's trying to get a free plug. Something you learned in school, but not anymore. They don't teach it anymore. Keep it open for that. All right, let's see if you remember Friday's word of the day, our Mr. Movie Voice, New World, Red Pepper, the guy with the big voice, doing a word every morning at about 8:20. If you remember Friday's word, call me with it right now. We'll get you Robbie and Rochelle morning tote bag, just as a way to say thank you for listening and being a boss super fan for the big show. 732-774-4444. First person has the word will win. How about today's word, Red?
I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Do I really have to do this?
Yes.
Are you paying me? You're not even paying me nothing, are you? Okay, let's do this. I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Cattywampus.
Wow. Cattywampus. There it is, your Monday word of the day. Know it tomorrow morning to win.
Hey, was it cutesy poo?
It was cutesy poo. Nice job.
Good job.
That was a word of the day. Who's this?
Sean Wainwright, Observer.
Right. Sean, appreciate you listening. Thank you for being a loyal listener, a super fan, as we call him. We'll get you a coffee mug, or you want the tote bag. Which would you prefer?
Coffee mug.
All right, we'll do a Robbie and Rochelle coffee thermos just for you. It's a thermos, not a mug. I should describe it properly, of course. So that's more coffee, you know, more than a mug, right?
Nice.
All right. Back in the line there, Sean. He sounds very excited, doesn't he?
Cool.
Listen, just... Oh, shut up. Just a little way of our saying thank you for listening, and hopefully you caught this morning's word tomorrow morning at 8:20, another chance to win one. Speaking of sponsors, McDonald's locations in Japan have teased a McDonald's French fry perfume on their official McDonald's Japan social media pages.
Oh.
It turned out it was just a hoax to build interest in their new local limited-time French fry flavors. I guess French fries are not as ubiquitous at fast food restaurants in Asia and Japan as they are here.
I definitely don't want to smell like an old McDonald's French fry. I mean, that's like every mom who drives a minivan, your car has a little bit of that McDonald's French fry smell because they're just underneath the seat. It's just inevitable. It's what happens. It's okay. We all have that. But, like, you don't want to spray that on yourself. So that's a terrible marketing idea.
Somebody thought this would be a brilliant idea. Oh, it's like French fry perfume.
That's gross.
Don't know it till you tried it.
You smell like beef fat. Hot. It's gross.
It's Godzilla!
I don't know. $645 million jackpot for the Powerball. What do you think? Stop by play tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's funny how the more the jackpot goes up, the more people play and the less your chance of actually winning the whole thing.
That's how it always is.
But they're starting up with the Powerball fever again as it starts to grow. $645 million. This is the time to get in because it's bigger than usual, but it's not the $1.2 billion. You know what I mean?
It's not a billion.
So this is the time to get in, swoop in, get your $600 million. What's that, about $250 after taxes?
My problem with the lotto is you have to pay in cash, and I never have cash. And if I do, I always want to save it for the tolls because we refuse to get an easy pass. So.
Well, just the principle of the thing, you know?
I wish they let me put it on my credit card. I'd get a lot more.
You know, that might be the most redneck thing you've ever said. I'm going to put my scratch-offs on the credit card. I have a signal right here, as a matter of fact. What are you making that signal? Back over to the for the thrilling conclusion, back over to the NorCast Weather Center. That was a little teaser as to what may or may not be happening with the storm system this weekend. Here is Nor'easter Nick. Good morning, sir.
Was that signal for me?
No. That was for Kermit, really. be honest
with you. I started to get upset.
And no.
To tear up for a second, all that kind of. Oh, you know what? I was tearing up because the pollen is so darn bad out there. Are you guys impacted by it?
Yeah, I get terrible allergies. But terrible. It bothers me all year long. It just gets, it's really? Never a matter of not having allergies. It's a matter of how bad they are at any given time. Mm-hmm. You know?
Makes sense. Well, you know, unfortunately, all that wet weather we had over the winter season culminated to a point where it's just going to be an explosive pollen season for us. Tree pollen is extreme. Weeds and grass, not so much. But secondarily, we've got mold spore count that is very high, which makes sense, obviously, because we've been so soggy lately, unfortunately, with more rain to come. Not today, not tomorrow, though there could be a random snow shower coming down on that strong northwest flow. Wind will be the big story today. Gusts 20, 25 miles an hour. Some clouds start to creep in. Not a marvelous Monday. Tomorrow's not going to be a terrific Tuesday. Wednesday's not going to be for a wonderful Wednesday. See what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
I could keep going all day long. But my attention is on the weekend. Now, we have an area of low pressure that's been modeled for like 2 weeks now. So we know there's going to be a storm. But the question is, does it come far enough west where we've got mainland flooding, you know, 2-3 inches of rain, 40 to 50 mile an hour winds, all that kind of stuff? I'm not sold on that idea yet, but I do think that there will be tidal flooding because we do have a full moon coming up on the 24th. So timing of the onshore flow, the track, that is yet to be determined. But I would circle Saturday on your calendar as a day that if you have outdoor plans, you might have to reschedule to Sunday. So we will keep an eye on that and update you throughout the course of the week.
Isn't tomorrow Free Cone Day? Isn't it the unofficial start of spring at the Dairy Queen tomorrow?
Yeah. Yep.
Is that tomorrow?
I think it is. It's the 19th. Shouldn't it be the 21st, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but just so you know, you want a free cone, it is tomorrow. Don't wait till the 21st if you want the free one.
I appreciate that. Not really, but...
DQ should have called Nick.
Right? Come on. This is ridiculous. Marketing. If you're listening, you know, you can just open up a calendar or your phone. That'll tell you. Google is a wonderful place.
Also, if you'd like to sponsor Nick's Facebook page, please give him a call.
Then in that case, I support the 19th.
All right, bud. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Dr. Anthony Labarde, the number one injectionist in New Jersey for over 20 years now. And he's got a new health and wellness center you've heard us talking about. I was just looking back at my pictures yesterday. I was looking for something, and I happened to see it was November 3rd. We went to the grand opening there in Marlboro for the new Lips and IVs, this new health and wellness center. And we're in there every week, or at least I am, as I'm working on my nutrition plan and trying to take off a good amount of weight doing the semi-glutide treatments. Mm-hmm. Just one of the services she offers for health and wellness there at Lips and IVs.
Yeah, I've been doing the Elma Ted hair treatments. I have my last treatment this Wednesday. I'm so excited. So it's my last of three.
And right.
I can really tell a difference in my hair. It's my hair is thicker. I'm not shedding as much. And as I look at my hairline, I can see new hairs actually growing out of my head, which is absolutely incredible. I mean, if you're someone who has been dealing with hair loss or hair shedding or balding, I mean, men and women, hair thinning, this really isn't a fantastic treatment for you.
There's a lot of things you can do. Hormone optimization is another. And of course, as I mentioned, he's the number one injectionist. So, you know, they do the Botox and fillers, and he's number one in the state. So that's the place to go if you've been thinking
about
it. And at this time of year, you know, a lot of people get colds and that sort of thing, and helps keep you in tip-top shape, gives that little energy boost as well. So you've been thinking about making an appointment. Maybe you've heard us talking about Lips and IVs. Now's the time to do it. Give them a phone call, 732-838-9449. It's great staff. We'll take terrific care of you. We promise you that. We enjoy seeing them every week.
Yes.
732-838-9449. They're on Instagram. And also, we've posted some videos on our socials as well of what we're doing in there. So find them on Instagram or check us at Robbie and Rochelle Radio and on the web.
Lipsandivs.com.
All right, that's it. We're out of here. The aforementioned best DJ, according to listener Joe Guerrero.
Yes.
Michelle is ready to go. She gets the business of the day. Tickets to see Rain, a tribute to the Beatles at the State Theater. So a power-packed Monday radio show ready to go. We're back for the Tuesday Boss Big Show. You're Robbie and Rochelle and the rest of the crew back tomorrow morning after 6 a.m. We're doing animal stories. Mm-hmm. So the Fast Five birthdays, Horrible Scope, 7:10. More tickets to John Fogerty that I mentioned. He said.
She said.
At 7:50. Did I do that twice?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, all right. There you go. All tomorrow morning.